Inbounded to Saylor. Saylor right corner. Comes out to the wing now to Anderson. Anderson cross-court pass to Olmstead on the far side over to Hayden. Hayden top of the key. Hayden now back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt looking for a cutter. No one there. Looking for Hayden now. He finds Hayden inside. Bounce pass inside to Anderson, but he gets cut off. He's in trouble. Pass is tipped. And whistling a foul on Saylor going for the ball. And so it'll be cricket ball. It's inbound. Watke to inbound it now. Timeouts. Timeout Durand, Arkansas with 8:25 left in the game. And the Crickets leading 42-41. And thank you to our sponsors, including Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store, Durand Fresh Market. Download the app for even more savings. Visit freshmarketwy.com for more information. Numbers are us, your daily money managers. Rhonda is bonded and insured. Call Rhonda for a free consultation at 715-672-8093 or visit them online at numbersrus.com. Also, Durand Smokehouse. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, where the hog sale going on now through March 31st at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. All right, here we go as the timeout is done. And the Crickets have the ball. And the lead, 42-41, 8:25 remaining in the game. And so inbounded now to Volrath. Volrath now comes up across the timeline. On to the right side. Over to Watke at center. Watke looking for a cutter. No one there. Now inside to Steinicke. Steinicke has to kick it back out now to Shimgall. He'll put up a long shot. Good! Shimgall with the long jumper. 44-41, Crickets. And Olmstead now across the timeline over to Saylor. Saylor now back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Olmstead, puts up the tough shot. Good, with a guy in his face. Wow. And 44-43 now, Crickets. Inbounded to Steinicke. Steinicke back to Wathke, quickly across the timeline. Wathke now over to Kramer. And around the horn we go here to Shimgall. Shimgall now on the left wing travel. And so it'll be Panther ball. And so now Hurlburt to inbound it to Olmstead. Across the timeline comes Hurlburt. Hurlburt over to Olmstead. Cross-court pass to Anderson. Anderson now to Saylor in the corner. Right corner now. Bounce pass inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt in trouble. Stop. Hop. Shot. Good. Count it. Foul. Foul will be on Volrath. Ooh, his fourth. And going to the line to complete the three-point play will be Hurlburt. Panthers now up by one. 7:10 remaining in the game. And coming in for Volrath now is Flottmeyer. So Hurlburt to try and complete the three-point play. Free throw on the way is good. Bates coming back in now for Anderson. And so Panthers now up by two with the Watke to inbound it. 7:10 remaining in the game. And inbounded now to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer back to Watke. Full court Panther press. And working off the screen. And he'll keep it himself. Puts up the shot. No good. Partially blocked. And coming up with it is Hayden. Hayden to Olmstead. Over to Hurlburt. Head fakes the three. Comes in from the wing. Kicks it back out. Olmstead. Three ball on the way. Shot. No good. And rebounded by the Crickets. Kramer comes back the other way for the Crickets. And over to Watke now on the far side. Watke, he'll drive into the lane. Kicks it back over to Shimgall. Shimgall now back out to Watke. To Shimgall. Shimgall left wing. He's going to stop, and he has to kick it back to the outside. Round the horn we go now over to Kramer. Kramer right wing. Hands it off to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer now back to Kramer. Kramer top of the key. Fakes right, or fakes left, goes right. Now hands it off to Flottmeyer. Whistle, offensive foul. And so the offensive foul is on Flottmeyer. And so we'll go back to the Panthers. 46-44. Panthers lead, 6:20 remaining. And inbounding it now will be Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Olmstead. Olmstead back to Hurlburt. And Hurlburt will bring it across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead back to Hayden. To Weber. Weber to Hurlburt. Into the lane. Stop. Shot. Block. Whistle. Foul. Foul's there. Going to call it on number 21. And that's going to be on Flottmeyer. Some were asking for a travel before that. Going to the line for two will be Hurlburt. And thank you to 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop. First free throw, no good. O'Galley Cheese Factory with homemade pizza, cheese, and meat trays for any get-together. It's the O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand and Martin Transport to Mondovi. Visit Martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Free throw, no good. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden back to Olmstead, over to Hurlburt. Inside to Bates. Bates gets the shooter's roll. So while he didn't make the free throws, we still make the bucket. 48-44, Panthers. 5:51 remaining in the game. And it's now over to Wathke. Wathke across the timeline. Wathke now over to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer fakes right, goes left. Hands to hand it off now to Shimgal. He'll try to drive inside. Nice pass inside on the baseline. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Two-on-two break to Weber. Weber up and in. Timeout, Ball Creek. As the Panthers now up 50-44 after they go on a bit of a run for themselves. And with 5:30 remaining, the Panthers now up by 6. Thank you to the Cell Block with the soup and salad bar every weekday. And also all of the different specials as well. It's the Cell Block, downtown Durand. Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. The Durand Improvement Group needs your help. They need volunteers for this year's Fun Fest. Visit the Durand Improvement Group's website or their Facebook page to find out how you can help. Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your outdoor and fishing needs. Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. Don't forget about the 24-7 Bait and Tackle Center from Ryan's Sports Shop. And Heike Wealth Management, providing clarity to your financial picture, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Visit HeikeWealth.com for more information. Please thank all of our sponsors as they make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, tell them thank you for their support. Without their help, we would not be here at tonight's game. All right. So the Panthers up by 6 with 5:30 remaining. Panthers also have the bonus the rest of the way, by the way. And so inbounded now to Volrath, who's back in for the Crickets. Volrath now on the right, or left wing rather. Hands it back off to Walden. Walden now back to Wathke. Wathke now to Shimgal. Shimgal to Steineke on the wing. Back to Wathke. Inside to Volrath. Drops into the lane. Puts up the shot. Wow. Volrath with a nice shot. He's got 16 on the night. 50-46 Panthers. 5 minutes remaining. Cross the timeline now. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead now to Hayden. Hayden to Weber in the corner. Inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt kicks it back out to Bates. Bates puts up the shot. Blocked. Knocked by Weber. Guys on the ground, but coming up with a loose ball are the Crickets. Over to Volrath now. Volrath back the other way. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be off of Hayden. And it'll stay Cricket ball. 50-46 Panthers lead. 4:38 remaining. And so inbounded now to Walden. Walden over to Volrath. Volrath kicks it back out to Shimgal. Back to Wathke. Wathke now over to Walden. Round the horn we go now. That's Steineke. Steineke inside to Volrath. He has to kick it back out to Shimgal. Shimgal now looking for Volrath inside. Nope, we're not going to have to start that all over. And so round the horn we go. Now over to Wathke on the left wing. Inside to Volrath. Into the lane. Puts up the shot. Blocked by Bates, but blocked back out to Fall Creek. And long cross-court pass. Fall Creek State keeps it, though, as over to Wathke. 4 minutes remaining. Panthers up by 4. Shimgal, three ball on the way. Shot no good. And rebounded by Olmstead. Nearly lost it, but managed to regain control. Across the timeline come the Panthers. Under 4 minutes remaining. Panthers up by 4. Hurlburt now over to Hayden. Hayden to Hurlburt. Hurlburt back out at center. Now to Weber. Weber over to Olmstead. Olmstead cross-court pass to Hayden. Hayden to Olmstead. Olmstead now back over to Weber. Hayden's going to hang on to it and hands it off to Olmstead. Olmstead now comes down to the right wing. He's going to try to drive inside. Nearly lost the ball. He's in trouble. Over to Hurlburt on the left wing. Approaching the 3:10 mark. Back out to Olmstead now. Olmstead to Bates. Bates to Weber. Weber to Hurlburt on the left wing. You get the feeling that they're going to try to get the best possible shot ever. Hurlburt in trouble now. He pulled up the... But finally gets it back over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt back at center. Pass nearly intercepted over by Weber. Weber over to Hurlburt now. Hurlburt on the right wing. Weber could have probably charged inside, taken the shot, but didn't. And so back over to Olmstead. Down to 2:39. Wow. To Hayden. Hayden to Hurlburt. Whistle foul. Well, they're trying to force Fall Creek to foul him. And that's exactly what had to happen here. And it's the double bonus. Foul will be on number 22. That's going to be on Steineke, his fourth. And so going to the line for two is Hurlburt. And thank you to Beeves Restaurant Plum City. Visit Beeves for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They have daily and weekly specials. First free throw is good, including at Sunday Buffet. Visit Beeves Facebook page for more information. Duran Nampa Farmers, visit Duran Nampa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and the parts you need to keep your equipment running. That's Duran Nampa, Madison Street, downtown Duran. Both free throws by Hurlburt are good. Well, that's what they wanted. And so across the timeline now comes Wathke. Oh, and thank you to the very nice fan who picked up my pen. Thank you. And I dropped it. It's like, oh, no. And over and a travel not called. Wathke, though, gets it to Volrath. Volrath back out to Wathke. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And stepping on the line, trying to save it, was Steineke. And 52-46, Panthers lead 2:07 remaining in the game. Again, Panthers have double bonus the rest of the way. Full court cricket press coming up. Well, you're going to expect that. That is for sure at this point in the game. And Hurlburt looking timeout. Herbert's like, I'm not dealing with this. And so he was like, nope, nope, we're going to talk about this. So he calls a timeout for the Panthers. And thank you to Anubis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer. Anubis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Provisions Health. Healthcare your way. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Find out more at provisions.health. And the Riverside Grill. Visit the Riverside Grill. The Friday Prime Rib Special. Saturday Prime Rib Friday Fish Fry. Of course, tomorrow it's the Broasted Chicken Dinner Special. That's at Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. Also, the Goodrich Funeral Home, your authorized location for monuments from Lifetime Memorials. Call Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand for more information. Also, Elsevia Co-op, your certified Senex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor, is Elsevia Co-op, SFB, Security Financial Bank. Secure your future with your community bank. Security Financial Bank, West Prospect Street, Durand, and Advent Health of Durand. Healthcare close to home, right here in Durand. Again, please thank all of our sponsors. So they make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. So it's Panther ball. Panthers lead 52-46, 2:07 remaining. And Hurlburt to inbound it. Over to Hayden. Hayden to Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Olmstead. Olmstead now quickly across the timeline for the Panthers. Olmstead back at center. Trying to work off the screen. Whistle foul. Reaching foul. Trying to go for the steal. Nearly made it, too, without the foul. Shingall. Tell you what, he nearly made it. Going to the line for two will be Olmstead. Minute 52 left in the game. Panthers again up by six, 52-46. Free throw on the way is no good. Rims out. Coming back in for the Crickets now is Flottmeyer. Plenty of time remaining. Crickets have two timeouts remaining. Panthers have two timeouts remaining. And free throw on the way is rims out, no good. Rebounded by Steinicke. Steinicke over to Wathke. And so across the timeline now. Over to Walden. Round the horn we go now. Back to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer over to Walden. Walden, top of the key. Pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Weber. Weber up and in. Big steal by Weber to make it 54-46 and a minute 24 remaining. Panthers lead. Quickly across the timeline come the Crickets over to Volrath now. Volrath, he's going to drive into the lane. Stop, shot, off the glass, good. Timeout Crickets. Volrath has 18, Panthers lead. 54-48, a minute 13 remaining in the game. Thank you to Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts. Give them a call now for that tax appointment, 672-4425. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, your Whirlpool appliance dealer with installation and service. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant, Prime Realty of Durant. They are the area's number one home seller. Visit the website at primerealtymidwest.com. Edom Super Service, your Napa Certified Gold Car Care Center, offering complete auto service and loaner vehicles while they repair your vehicles. Visit Edom Super Service, Durant. NTech, your premier communication and entertainment provider, Durant. And the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durant. And the Cherry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durant. All right, so Panther ball, 54-48 Panthers. Herbert, whistle. And let's just talk about, we got to see what we got here. I don't know why they stopped it. A technical. So it's a technical foul. Okay, so it's a technical foul on Fall Creek. I am not sure what the technical foul is, but it is against Fall Creek. That means Herbert will shoot two. And the Panthers also get the ball, of course. Free throw on the way is no good. Minute 13 remaining in the game. Yes, the Panthers still get the ball. And off the back of the rim, no good. Those could very well be free throws that you're going to wish you had back here with a minute 13 remaining. Yes, you're up 54-48, but... And so Herbert to inbound it. Herbert looking. Inbounds it to Weber. Weber now across the timeline. Here comes the trap. Weber in trouble. Whistle. Timeout Panthers. No foul, just a timeout. Panthers. Coach Radetzky's like, whoa, wait a minute. Minute five remaining. Again, those free throws... We'll see if they come back to haunt everyone. All right. Again, we have our Bowerville Panther postgame show coming up. And hope to get some scores from around the area. Winner of this game would go to the sectional semifinals on Thursday in Osseo Fairchild. That's what this game's all about. So, again, we'll have our Bowerville Panther postgame show here coming up. Hope to talk with Coach Radetzky as well. And reminder, tomorrow we have NASCAR for you here on WRDN from Las Vegas. And our coverage begins tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 here on WRDN. So Herbert to inbound it. Herbert looking, still looking. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead didn't take the shot. He's on the right wing, gets hit. Now goes into the lane. Now gets hacked a couple of times. And the foul will be on number five, Birdsall. Minute remaining. Panthers up 54-48, 1 minute remaining. Free throw on the way is good. Coming back in for the Crickets, Slotmeyer and Walden. Homestead trying to make an 8-point lead. And a free throw on the way. No good. And rebounded by the Crickets. 7-point lead, and back the other way is Walden. Under a minute remaining. Now over to Steineke. Drives in, puts up the shot. No good. Whistle and a foul. No, it's on the floor. No free throws. Foul will be on Hayden. It's his fourth, but it was not a shooting foul. And so inbounding it now will be Wathke. Nope, check that. It'll be Walden. 49 seconds remaining. Inbounded to Steineke. Steineke now off to Wathke. Over to Flottmeyer. Volrath. Volrath up and in. Inbounded to Olmstead. He gets fouled right away. He'll go to the line for two. Foul will be on number 21. Flottmeyer is fourth. Volrath has 20 on the night for the Crickets. Going to the line for two now is Olmstead. 55-50. Panthers up by five. 39 seconds remaining. Free throw on the way. Good. Panthers up by six. And a free throw on the way is good. Panthers up by seven. And so quickly back the other way. Intercepted. Oh, but he can't hang on to it. Oh, it's still a loose ball. Whistle and a foul. Wow. I thought he went out of bounds with it. Foul's going to be on Olmstead, and now the Crickets are in the bonus. So they get a one and one. So this will make things a little interesting. 34 seconds remaining. Well, for the one and one, of course, you need to make the first one. And going to the line is Flottmeyer. Panthers up by seven. And free throw on the way is no good. And so because he didn't hit the rim, it automatically goes to the Panthers on the one and win. On the one and one, rather. And so Hurlburt to inbound it. 34 seconds remaining. Hurlburt to inbound it to our left. Hurlburt does the bomb to Olmstead. Keeps it himself. Puts up the shot. Count it. And the foul. That will probably do it. Foul will be on number 23, Walden. 57-50 now. Olmstead to complete the three, or Pink at 59-50. And Olmstead to try to complete the three-point play to make it a 10-point game with 31 seconds remaining. Panthers aren't even going to stay at the free throw line. They're going to go back to defense right away, even if he misses it. And free throw on the way. It's good. He completes the three-point play. So Olmstead with 22 in this half. Quickly back the other way. Volrath puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Hayden. 23 seconds remaining. Whistle and a foul on the Crickets. We'll go to the line. Foul's going to be on number 22. That's going to be on Steineke. He will foul out. If I'm not mistaken, he'll foul out. He'll foul out with 12 on the night. Panthers up by 10 with 22 seconds remaining. And going to the line for two is Hayden. As it appears, the Panthers have punched their ticket to the sectional semifinal next week on Thursday in Osseo. Yep, and Fall Creek is going to put in their reserves. So they are going to concede. As the Panthers will be moving on tonight. And so congratulations to the Panthers. Congratulations to Fall Creek. What a heck of a game for the Crickets. And it looks like the Panthers will pull all of their starters as well. And so, again, all of the reserves are coming in. And Hayden just has the two free throws. Panthers up by 10 with 22 seconds remaining. And free throw on the way is good. And free throw on the way is good. So all the starters will come out. Parker Olmstead, 22 on the night, helped the Panthers to move on. As Tangley now will get the inbound for the Crickets. Last 20 seconds of the game. And over to Youngquist now. Youngquist on the right wing. 13 seconds, cross-court pass now over to Matthews. Puts up a three, shot no good. Rebounded by Wittick. And Wittick now, across the timeline over to Mack. Ethan Mack in, he'll run it out for the Panthers as they move on to the sectionals as they win tonight 52-50 over Fall Creek. And coming up, our Bowerville Panther postgame show. That's on the way, being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. It's Durand Arkansas Boys Basketball on WRDN.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Durand Panther Sports broadcast on WRDN. Time now for the Bowerbilt Panther postgame show, brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, with locations in Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bowerbilt Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bowerbilt Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bowerbilt, built on service.
And welcome back to Durand, Arkansas. They just did the regional championship presentation. And, of course, all the kids are all out on the court to celebrate the regional championship trophy presentation as the Panthers move on to the sectionals on Thursday. That game will be in Osseo, and we will have that game. We'll talk a little bit more about that here coming up. First, let's run down the scoring here tonight for the Panthers. Parker Olmstead had 22 on the night. Blake Saylor had 2. Luke Weber had 7. Grady Hayden had 7. Ethan Hurlburt had 18 and Dane Bates had 6. With the win, the Panthers move on and are now 22-4 overall. And for Fall Creek, Wathke had 5, Flottmeyer had 7, Steinecke had 12, Volrath had 20 on the night, and Shimdgall had 6. The Crickets finish their season at 16-10 as the Panthers win it tonight to move on. We hope to talk to Coach Radetzky. He is now being, of course, talked to by other members of the media, and so I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk with him. We hope to do that as well. They continue to celebrate on the court here at Durand, Arkansas High School. As taking pictures now with the championship trophy, the regional championship trophy. And again, hope to talk with Coach Radetzky here coming up as well here in just a couple minutes. And so we will take our final break, and then we will come back. Oh, he gets the hug. Let's see. I don't know if he'll... Hopefully, okay, it looks like Mr. Trudeau reminded him, hey, you got to come up. All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry to send the cavalry after you, but I figured if I didn't have someone come, you were going to, because everyone was talking. But, wow, what a this was a lot different from November when all those picks were in. Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of big boys in the paint there, and I thought our guys scrapped, you know, really did a good job keeping those guys. I mean, they're big loads, and they get a good drop step on you, and they're going up and finishing. And I really thought it was a team effort. You know, we had Ethan in there doubling when he could. Both Grady and Dane really battling. I thought when Billy and Max came in off the bench, they spurred those, you know, spelled those guys for a little bit, and they held their own. But those are big kids. Those are big boys. And I really liked, you know, how well we could cheat in the paint. And we had several guys in there doubling. They could barely get it in there at times into their posts. And I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that. Then on the offensive end, you know, when Ethan Hurlburt started finally getting in the paint and getting being patient in there and getting some looks, getting to the free throw line, momentum started coming our way. Parker saved us probably in the first half with some of those threes he was hitting, and then he stepped up big in the second half, getting to the paint, getting some mid-range jumpers going. Really thought the guys did a great job playing together, and once they got that momentum going, they fed off it.
You said at the beginning of this game would be decided in the paint. Specifically, we can't give them second and third chances. I think that only happened maybe what, four times for the whole game, if I'm not, I mean,
yeah,
I know that
there's a few more like long rebounds, but the ones if we give them up right in the paint, those are the hard ones to rebound from, because they just catch and they go up strong. And yeah, I thought, you know, Dane did a really good job. He's so long in there and he can tip those. I even thought he, you know, we got into foul trouble early on a few that we were pretty straight up. We were pretty, you know, getting the block there, but I really thought they defended him well and then turned and sealed him off and got that rebound, which was really impressive. The guys did a great job, worked their tails off inside.
What happened at the very beginning of this second half? Fall Creek, how did they change their defense? Because it seemed like for a little bit there in that second half, we were kind of stymied.
Yeah, they sat in there, you know, a 2-3, and then they switched a little 1-3-1 for a little bit there. And that's what, once they did that, then it was, let's pull them out. We had a little lead, so we kind of pulled them out for a little bit and stretched them, and then they had to go man, and that just fit us a little better where we could move the ball around, get some screening action going, pull them out, got a few layups out of it there too.
Congratulations on a hard-fought win. It's on to the sectionals next week.
You bet.
Congratulations,
thank
Coach.
You.
That is Durant, Arkansas head coach Justin Rudetsky as the Panthers win it tonight 62-50. And they move on to the sectionals. And congratulations again to the Panthers. We're going to talk about what's going to be happening here next week as well. And we'll do that and wrap things up here. It's the Bowerville Panther postgame show being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. It's Durand, Arkansas boys playoff basketball here on WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
And welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School, where tonight the Panthers won it 62-50 over Fall Creek to win their regional. And they are regional champions, and we now move on to the sectionals. And the sectional semifinals are Thursday night. They will be Thursday night in Osseo Fairchild. That's where we will be at with the AdventHealth Panther preview at 6:45 and tip-off at 7 o'clock. Now we are expecting or hoping to be able to also bring a video stream on the Durand Arkansas School District YouTube channel. We have been able to do that before, but I just have to confirm that. But we'll have that game for you Thursday night. Now, never like to look ahead, but we have to look ahead just in case. If the Panthers would win that game, the sectional championship game on Saturday, unfortunately, I will not be able to do the sectional championship game if the Panthers are in it. as I will be on a plane to the National Farmers Union's annual convention in Phoenix, Arizona. So we will have this semifinal game, the sectional championship game. Again, that's going to be on a Saturday, and I will be in Phoenix by that time. That game would actually start on Saturday. So that's what's going to be happening here next week. Also next week, we will be in Eau Claire at the Menard Center for the Eau Claire Farm Show. We'll be there on Tuesday and Wednesday. Come by our booth if you're in the area and want to come over to the farm show as well. Again, with the free admission, again, on Tuesday and Wednesday at the Chippewa Valley Expo Center over by the main Menards complex in Eau Claire. And don't forget, tomorrow afternoon we'll have more racing from Las Vegas as the NASCAR Cup Series will coverage of that race is tomorrow afternoon starting at 1:30 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Once again, our final score, the Panthers moving on to sectionals as they defeat Fall Creek tonight 62-50. You've been listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys High School Basketball here on your Real Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM translator W297CH Durand. I'm Brian Winnekins. Have a great evening.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country 1430.
No sun on the Rockies, not even the light of day. I feel that old cabin fever coming on. But I know where I'll be when Lady Luck finally blows my way. She'll put the wind in my sails and I'll be gone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in Puerto no one knows. When my ship comes in. Maybe I'm only dreaming, but it sure seems real. Somehow the wind doesn't chill quite to the bone. Or could it just be the fever? I'm running on an uneven keel, not losing sight of why I'm up here alone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in Puerto no one knows. When my ship comes in. Ship comes in. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Where no one knows. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Ship comes in.
the country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I wanna make you right. If I had two dozen roses and another bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night, if I had
Saturday, this first weekend of March. So glad that you can spend some time, my friends. Where that green grass grows, all the information coming your way, coming up in just a bit with Tim McGraw.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. From a map dot, a stop sign on a black top, I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are, and there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
At a diner down on Broadway, they make small talk. When she brings his eggs and fills his coffee cup, he jokes about his love life and tells her he's about ready to give up. That's when she says, I've been there before, but keep on looking, 'cause maybe who you're looking for is
somebody in the next car, somebody on the morning train, somebody in the coffee shop that you walk right by every day, somebody that you look at but never really see, somewhere out there is somebody.
Town in a crowded elevator, he can't forget the things that waitress said. He usually reads the paper, but today he reads a stranger's face instead. It's that blue-eyed girl from two floors up. Maybe she's the one. Maybe he could fall in love with
somebody in the next car, somebody on the morning train, somebody in the coffee shop that you walk right by every day, somebody that you look at but never really see, somewhere out there is somebody.
till that day. When he saw his future in her eyes, instead of just another friendly face. And he wonders why he searched so long, when she was always there at that diner waiting on somebody in the next car, somebody on the morning train, somebody in the coffee shop that you walk right by every day, somebody that you look at but never really see, somewhere out. Is somebody.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my headstone be a neon sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin. Just remember I like blondes. I'll be the life of the party. Even when I'm dead and gone, prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. If I die, Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Drop me up beside the jukebox if I die.
woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this, and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and my sweater, 'cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better. Would you think of me? You think of me. Yeah. And you gonna think of me.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw, she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind.